The television show Friends went off the air in 2004, but it never really left the airwaves. It's been running in syndication for almost three decades now and has reached multiple generations. Millions of us have tuned in to watch six friends sip coffee and talk to each other about their lives. Why? Because it taps into our own personal hunger for community. In each episode, Ross and Rachel and the gang overcome adversity and celebrate triumph together. We all desire a community like that, a group of people who walk with us when times are tough or cheer us on in victory and who comfort us when we lose. Community is so important that we seek it everywhere: marriage, family, friends, coworkers. We go to church, we join support groups, we even root for our favorite teams together. Our need for community is wired into our souls. Something transcendent happens when we connect with other people. Our lives intersect, not as mindless robots or biological machines, but at a deeply mysterious level that philosophers and poets have written about for centuries. Community sustains us when we're weak and provides us opportunities to give when others are in need. Like the Friends theme song reminds us at the start of each show, when it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year, I'll be there for you. That's the spirit of community. For more to help you thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Smalley.
And I'm Erin Smalley.
Marriage is an amazing gift from God, but it can also be a challenge sometimes.
That's right. We could all use a little guidance.
And that's why we started our podcast, Crazy Little Thing Called Marriage.
We talk about things like recognizing conflict cycles, dealing with stress, and how to grow your love each day.
Listen at crazylittlethingcalledmarriage.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We can't wait to see you there.